Pete Rose logged more hits in baseball history than anyone else. No one has come close to breaking his record. But he was also at the center of one of the game's biggest scandals, a scandal that changed baseball forever. In the new book, Charlie Hustle, New York Times bestselling author Keith O'Brien chronicles Pete Rose's spectacular rise and fall. Drawing on firsthand interviews with Rose himself and his associates, this is Pete Rose as we've never seen him before. By Charlie Hustle, available wherever books are sold.
You can't have a station called The Bone and not have at least one black host. It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
Welcome back. It is the Cat Named Mo Show. It's our final break. Maybe forever.
Stop it.
Changes are coming, Jerrica.
Change is a good thing.
Changes are afoot. Yes, it is. Some good things. Mm-hmm. You know, along with chainsaw often comes disappointment. But we'll see what happens.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
But most of the time it's for...
I agree.
The best.
Marcello, call me if you call me at the station right now if you're listening, because I haven't changed out your spot and I need to change that out. But you did such a great job with that food last night at the Mahaffey, that when you were one of the vendors for the dignitary party. That was just a whole hell of a lot of fun. I'm sure I was going to say Mike Houghton and them will be talking about it, but they are on vacation.
Yep.
And it'll be Drew Garabo filling in for Mike Houghton along with Seth, John Sinning. SBK is not back yet. It was certainly great to hang with you last night, my brother. But they'll be doing that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I will be Ian Beckles and Anna will be hosting the Drew Garabo live show Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I will be with Monica, Bills fan Monica, who I tweeted a picture out of me having to get on my knees to take a picture with her because she's so freaking sore. Did you see that? And I'm on my knees, and I'm still taller than she is. She is a...
I love her.
Yeah, she's a short drop of chocolate, she is.
Short drop of chocolate.
Mexican chocolate.
Yeah,
but I do love her so. I do love her so. Yeah. But again, I see him. Marcello just texted me. You are very welcome. Let me tell you something, dude. I didn't know he had sausage and peppers.
I didn't either.
This joker's been bringing me free food for the better part of 3 years now, and he's been holding out on the sausage and peppers.
I know. Why is that?
I don't even think I can be friends with him anymore.
I'll still be friends with
him. No, I don't think I can.
Well, that's you.
I'm changing my endorsement. Papa John's.
Wow.
give me a call, Papa John. Yeah. A Cat Named Mo is up for sale. Teach Marcello to hold out sausage and peppers like that. You better hook a brother up.
So you're for sale.
Oh, absolutely. No, let me tell you something. I'm loyal. I'm loyal to a fault. It's one of my biggest faults is that I'll go down with the sinking ship if I have to, because a man's got two things rolling.
Okay.
Two things. His word.
Uh-huh.
And somebody else's credit card. I don't know what to. Anyway. Roland, why do you need, we never got to address this. What the hell do you need an agent for?
That was her own, that came out of her own mouth. She started it on her own. She was like, well, you've heard my voice.
That's why I'm asking what you need an agent for.
I don't know. I haven't really started, but I'm starting to look for a job now on radio. So I just did a demo.
You're in radio right now.
Right, but
this
is,
I know this
right
is
now.
Not the greatest
this is,
show.
This is,
I understand.
It's not full time.
But damn.
It's not a full time job. I
look
need to have another job.
You. You're on the radio.
I understand that. That's what gives me the experience.
You have another job bringing the hilarity to the Johnny B show. You're the clutch player, man. Without you, I wouldn't listen to that show.
I don't know if you're being serious or not.
I'm not.
I didn't think so.
You really had to think about that? I mean, I know.
No,
he
I didn't
would be
really...
joking with me if he said that to me.
No,
didn't really think about it.
No, I'm serious. You're the best thing about the Johnny B show. He should name it the Roland Mizell Show featuring Johnny B. That is how important and integral you are to the Johnny B show. It should be the Roland Mizell Show featuring Johnny B.
You can't even hardly say it without laughing.
Now I'm not laughing.
Roland, I think that you matter.
Wait a minute. I think Roland, no, be
all dead serious. dead serious. You're one of my favorite people in the building. And you've given me a lot of opportunity. You've taken some away.
What did I take away?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I was just trying to be funny.
Yeah, no.
Didn't work.
I always refer to this as our show, don't I?
You do.
Absolutely. I leave your microphone. Every time we come back from break, I crack your mic as well.
Well, I can crack it now on my own.
Yeah, but you couldn't. I'm just saying.
I know.
It for a week now.
In all seriousness, though, I mean, back when the show first started, it was hard. It was very difficult to get a word in edgewise. I was begging you. I was like, come on, man, just let me, you know, and... You always introduced me.
And what would I say?
No, it's not even that. It was just that I wasn't part. I mean, I was part of the show, but I didn't have an open mic kind of thing. And you made me earn my position, as it were. And now every time it's on, I'm like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I earned something.
Yeah, but now that you're on the Johnny B show, I feel like I got to take away a lot of your mic time.
It's almost like you're cheating on us.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what he said one day?
And let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I see when you're on the Johnny B Show. I see a lot of social media tweets.
Uh-huh.
I see you on Facebook. Hey, I'm here with the Johnny B Show. Uh-huh. I see you on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Let me tell let me tell you what I don't see when you're on the Cat Named Mo Show. I don't see nothing.
Mm-hmm. I've started a new bit.
I don't see nothing. You started a new bit on the Johnny B Show?
No, on the Cat Named Mo Show.
What bit?
Awkward elevator rides.
Oh, I saw that.
I mean, it just... Just started today. I meant to do it last week.
Yeah.
Listen.
They're going to get better.
Listen.
I'm
going to need you to run ideas past me before you attach the Cat Named Mo.
I didn't attach you to it, though.
Oh, so how does that help me? So how was that germane to the conversation we were just having right now?
I would attach you to it as soon as you start liking it.
Man, I ain't liking nothing called awkward elevator rides. What's the premise?
Wait, speaking.
What's just the premise?
Just when I go down to get guests and when we come back up, I just be awkward with them on the...
awkward how?
Just kind of... Being awkward, just being me.
Define it.
I'm trying.
If I tune in to an episode of Awkward Elevator Rides or anybody here, what are we gonna see? I'm curious.
Well, I'm still working it out, but I'm gonna start
working
interviewing.
It out. You just posted about it.
Yeah, I didn't say anything. I just kind of filmed her and then was talking to the camera or phone, like. You know,
in your defense, that makes sense because sometimes you go in the elevator, especially here because there's only three floors, and then you have that awkward silence or you have that 5 seconds of small talk.
Yep.
It's either you talk about something or you both stand there and be quiet.
Just to clarify, you're trying to make a YouTube series?
Nah, man, Instagram, just like 30 seconds.
Roland Mizell presents Awkward Elevator Ride.
Something like that.
Ooh, that has a ring to it.
First of all, I've
Don't
already
knock
had
it.
Some
really.
Views.
It really. It
Don't
has,
knock it. Let
it
him
has,
do him.
What did you say? You have some views.
I've had views.
How
on
many?
It at over 10.
Over 10.
Considering the amount of social media I have, I think that's pretty good.
I want to know who has viewed Roland Mizell's Awkward Elevator Rides because if they're a Twitter friend of mine, I'm going to unfriend them.
I'm going to de-Twitter them. Well, I did. No, Scott.
You got a compliment for Awkward Elevator?
Comment.
Can I have the audio? Am I able to hear the audio? Can you play it over the microphone?
There isn't much audio. I was like, well, she's being awkward, and then she gave me the... Oh boy!
Oh, do you have it? Okay, put it over your mic. I want to hear. Is this the inaugural episode of Awkward Elevator Ride? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the Cat Named Mo Show is proud to present Roland Mizell's Awkward Elevator Ride.
She doesn't want to be on with me at all. Making it as awkward as I can as we ride down the elevator. She won't even look. Okay. Well, see ya.
Give me the finger.
She flicked you off.
Ugh. Well, so. Just try to wrap my head around this.
I warned her about it.
Maybe
too.
I'm doing something wrong in radio. Maybe that's why I'm relegated tonight. And, I had an illustrious career in mornings.
I love it.
I know I had to. I was done with radio. Now I'm here. Life can be a cruel bitch when karma comes around to slap you. That's what I get for quitting a six-figure job. Okay, so you the purpose is just to make people awkward that you're in the elevator with.
Yes.
Okay, but if you this is my critique of the inaugural episode.
Well, it was the first one. I got to work out some bugs.
If you point out that you're trying to make them awkward, it diffuses the bit. You don't want to tell them that you're trying to make an awkward moment. You just want to do stuff and let the awkward happen.
Okay.
And my second bit of advice to you is to scrap the entire idea.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you got the first bit of advice. I would eschew that and just go with the second piece of advice.
Just scrap it all.
Scrap it all.
Okay.
What if he becomes an Instagram sensation and makes all this money, and now then what are you going to say to him?
As long as you're not those idiot YouTube kids.
Let's not end the show on a sad.
It's not sad. There was nothing sad about someone telling their girlfriend to shoot them, and hopefully an encyclopedia will block the bullet.
It's stupidity with sadness.
You didn't hear about this?
Oh, man.
The guy was 22, 23. The 22. Girl's 19. Mm-hmm. She's pregnant with a baby. They have another. And they wanted to get more YouTube followers. So this moron, and that's what he is. It's a moron. And I know there's a contingent of you out there that feel like, oh, it's a sad story. It's not. You know, sad and heartbreaking is a child fighting cancer.
Yes.
Sad and heartbreaking is a military soldier going over and fighting for our country and losing his life. Sad and tragic is just the loss of a parent, whether it be from natural circumstances or illness or an accident.
Right.
What is not sad and tragic are two idiots that are trying to get YouTube followers. And they therefore say, hey, let's take a 50 caliber gun, a 50 caliber gun. You hold this gun up, honey. I'm going to put an encyclopedia in front of my chest.
What?
You stand a foot away.
1 foot.
And let's say, well, whatever it was. And let's see if the encyclopedia will stop them. Hey, here's an idea. Here's an idea. Why don't you put the book on the ground, shoot, and see if the bullet goes through?
Try that first.
Why don't you try that first?
Yeah.
So for the people that, you know, and it's like, oh, they were, you know, you see all of the other YouTube videos and they were doing this nice and fun and friendly stuff. So will one act define you? Sometimes there are acts that are so monumentally bizarre and or impactful that, yes, you get branded by that very one act. These two people were morons. It's not like they did something moronic.
Yeah.
They were morons.
Right.
Morons. And it's sad for the baby, but in a way, it's not. Because now she doesn't have a moron for a father raising her.
Right.
I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. Don't, you know, I know what sad and tragic is. I know what heartbreaking is. I'm not shedding a tear over these idiots that don't understand you can't.
An encyclopedia?
An encyclopedia.
Nah, it's not a good look.
There was a way to test this theory without using your body,
it's
you
still
idiot.
It's a sad story.
It really isn't, Jerrica.
Not
There's
really.
Nothing sad about it. You know what's sad about it? That we have people that stupid in the world that
true.
Are walking around.
That's true.
That's the only sad thing. You have someone point a gun at you and fire. There's nothing sad about that. Other than the level of stupidity on display. Don't feel heartbroken for them. They get you. There's that saying that goes around: play stupid games, win stupid prizes. There you go.
Okay.
I've never heard that.
Now I have.
That's
because you're too busy playing elevator games.
Hey, at least I don't need to test that for my own life.
This is true. This is absolutely true. So anyway, so there you go. You have that. I didn't want to leave you on a rant, but your thing made me think about that. And it's just like, you know, don't feel sorry for these idiots. You know, they got exactly.
Yeah.
They were the architect of their own destiny.
Yeah, they were.
And they got exactly what they were looking for when they did that. It's very, very
dumb.
How
many hits did they get on the YouTube?
It's not all with you kids. It's all about the hits.
Well, I'm just curious now. I mean, it's out there.
I don't think it ever. It wasn't posted, obviously.
Oh, I never made it on.
No, the guy died.
Yeah. Oh, did he die?
Yes. I mean, where have you been?
I'm just sitting around here.
I just said something.
No, I.
Oh my God, I can't do it. I can't do it, Jericho. I can't do it. I can't do it, Jericho. What time are you at the brew house?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock in a brew. It's the brew house, right?
House of Brews.
Well, why don't you correct me when I say brew?
Because
house?
I always correct you. Yet you still say brew house.
All right,
so,
you're at the House of Brews, which I have frequented.
Yes.
I am Sans Kids. You know what? Me and my girl will come down and see you.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Are they?
Can she come and you not? Just kidding.
This is what I have to put on. Just when I thought she had gotten nicer tonight.
Sorry.
I know.
Today. It's not nighttime yet.
I'm not going to the air fry in the wings bar. Anyway, go and see Jerrica at the House of Brews.
Yes.
On North Del Mabry. What is the cross street? Do you know?
It's on Del Mabry and Van Dyke.
Del Mabry and Van Dyke. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go out and see her. And she'll be bitching and pouring beer. not necessarily in that order, but probably so.
Maybe at the same time.
Probably. That's a definite. I will see you Monday on the BDRS.
Yes.
Things are afoot, people. Listen, and you shall find out. That's all I'm at liberty to say. But I will see you, and don't forget, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'll be sitting in with Monica for Roger and JP. That's going to be fun. You guys have a great remainder of the weekend. Remember, it's not just the 4th of July. It's Independence Day. Don't forget what the holiday is about and the people died giving it to us. This is the Cat Demo Show.
Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.